ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय प्ररादस्यानुसरितम् महाभागवतस्य च भक्तिर्ज्ञानं विरक्तिश्च यतार्क्यं तस्य वैहरे सागस्तित्याप्पयस्येष्य गुणकर्मानुवर्णनं हरावरेषं स्थानानां कालेनाव्यत्यतो महान्. This narration describes the characteristics of the great and exalted devotee Prahlad Maharaj, his staunch devotional service, his perfect knowledge, and his perfect detachment from material contamination. It also describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers has described the transcendental qualities of the Lord and has also described how the various abodes of the demigods and demons, regardless of how materially opulent, are destroyed by the mere direction of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with descriptions of the characteristics of various devotees with reference to the service of the Lord. This Vedic literature is called Bhagavatam because it deals with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. By studying Srimad Bhagavatam under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, one can perfectly understand the science of Krishna, the nature of the material and spiritual worlds, and the aim of life. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Vedic literature, as we have discussed in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, simply by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, one can understand the science of the activities of the devotees, the activities of the demons, the permanent abode and the temporary abode. Through Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is perfectly known. Translation: This narration describes the characteristics of the great and exalted devotee Prahlad Maharaj, his staunch devotional service, his perfect knowledge, and his perfect detachment from material contamination. It also describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the source of cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers has described the transcendental qualities of the Lord and has also described how the various abodes of the demigods and demons, regardless of how material opulent, are destroyed by the mere direction of the Lord. Krishne Swadhamo Bhagate Dharma Gyan Dibi Saha Kalona Shadrishamesha Purana Kodinodataha. It was asked by the sages of Naimasaranya that now that Lord Sri Krishna has left this world to return to his supreme abode, where is hope and direction to be found? In Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Lord Sri Krishna instructs us, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam dharmasya tatatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dhamma samstapanaradhaya sambhavami yuge yuge. That in order to protect the pious, annihilate the miscreants, and re-establish the principles of religion, I descend on this earth. Whenever there is a rise in irreligion and a decline in religion, at that time the Lord descends. So Lord Krishna came to fulfill the mission of his incarnation. He came in order to give light to this world of darkness. This material world is by nature a place of darkness. If there is no light coming from an outside force such as the sun or some sort of electrical device, then by nature everything is dark. In the spiritual world, because it is the world of Satchit Ananda, it is a world where everything consists of knowledge. Knowledge is light. Therefore, everything, everyone emanates its own light. It is described in Bhagavad Gita that that supreme abode of mine, Natad Bhasyate Surayo Nashashankona Bhavaka, Yad Gyatvana Nivartante Tad Dhamma Paramam Bhava. In that supreme abode of mine, there is no need for sun or moon or electricity. Because everything is constituted by knowledge, everything emanates its own pure light. The bodies of the living beings in the spiritual world, they have an effulgence which lights up all directions. And factually, because everything existing is a living body, everything is emanating its own effulgence. Every blade of grass emanates effulgence. Every tree, every insect, every cow, every calf, the cowherd boys, the gopis, literally everything that exists is chinmani, chintamani prakara satma sukalpa briksha. It is described by Lord Brahma that that abode of Lord Sri Krishna is Chintamani Dham. It is a place where everything that exists is pure spiritual energy. But this material world, because it is a place of ignorance, everything is by nature dark. There is nothing that gives off its own effulgence. Therefore, without the external help of some electrical device or the sun or the moon, everything is completely in darkness due to ignorance. But when the Supreme Lord comes to this material world, which is a place of darkness, he comes to give light. Light is knowledge. So therefore, when the Lord appeared, he especially spoke the Bhagavad Gita to give light, to give direction to all living beings. To those who were helplessly being mistreated by the demoniac class of men, such as Jarasandha, Kamsa, Shishupal, Banasura, Bhomasura, Narakasura. The Supreme Lord came to protect his devotees by annihilating these miscreants. Otherwise, the demoniac forces were so powerful that no innocent creature had a chance. We read in the Srimad Bhagavatam how Bhumi, Mother Earth, she could see the plight of all innocent creatures who were living within her body. She could see that the demoniac kings became so powerful that they were controlling the whole planet. And without the divine descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there was no hope for anyone. Therefore, Bhumi approached Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma, with the other demigods, they came to that great place on the shore of the ocean of milk. And at that place, They chanted with great devotion the Purusha Shukta prayers and called upon Lord Hari to appear in this world. And it was at that time that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna came, like the sun to give light in the darkness of this material world. Through his transcendental pastimes, his lila, all pious and all sincere souls were given the opportunity for the ultimate benediction of pure devotional service. So the sages of Naimasharanya, they are speaking with Srila Suta Goswami just after the departure of Sri Krishna. And they are feeling great anxiety. In separation from the Lord, they are almost delirious, not knowing, without our friend and guide, Sri Krishna, here to take us by the hand and protect us and lead us forward, what hope is there? You see, when Krishna was present in this world, the age of Kali could not come into being. Kali Yuga was scheduled to appear. But because of Lord Sri Krishna's divine presence, Kali Yuga could not enter into this universe. But as soon as Sri Krishna ascended again to his eternal abode, the personification of Kali appeared on the scene of this world. So the sages of Naimasaranya, in very, very great concern for all living creatures, they are inquiring from Suta Goswami, now that Krishna has gone, what is our hope? Where will we find light and direction in our life? And Suta Goswami replied, Krishne swadhamo pagate dharma jnani bisaha kalona stadrisha mesha purana ko dinodataha. These are factually the words of Srila Veda Vyas, the author of the Vedas. Therefore, this shloka is perfectly authorized to give the real substance of truth to all sincere humanity. Veda Vyas describes that now that Lord Sri Krishna has left this world, he has descended through the pure, absolute, transcendental sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is the incarnation in the age of Kali. The Lord has descended in this literary incarnation, and this Bhagavat Purana, which is the spotless, purest of all spiritual literatures, has descended from the spiritual world specifically to give light to all sincere souls in this age of Kali Yuga. Therefore, of all the spiritual literatures, of all the great religions of the world, the most essential and important is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study of Bhagavad Gita, which describes to us the fundamental principles of self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam begins where Gita leaves off. Bhagavatam begins with pure devotional service and describes how, in relationship to the Lord, through devotional service, we can enter into the divine lila of the Lord and exchange with Him love in the mood of the five primary rasas of bhakti. Srimad Bhagavatam systematically brings one from the elementary level of spiritual life, and with a careful study, takes one to the point of the highest realizations of the supreme personification of Godhead. Therefore, it is described, Nasta praishya bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Srimad Bhagavatam must be regularly studied daily under the direction of the person Bhagavatam, the self-realized soul, who without any motivation is the very living embodiment of the teachings of Bhagavatam. Going to hear Bhagavat philosophy from a professional reciter who is conducting the Bhagavat Saptaha has very little value, because the pure message of Bhagavatam can only be transmitted through the heart and the mouth of those persons who are surrendering to Godhead. Bhagavat is not a business. Bhagavat is the mission of the Lord. One must hear Bhagavatam from one who is following in the footsteps of Shukadeva Goswami, from one who has renounced all pride and prestige in this world, from one who has renounced all material attachments for sense gratification, for one who is surrendering with love to the Supreme Lord. Bhagavatam's potency is manifested in this world through the lives of such great souls. Dharma prajita kaita vatra paramaniramat sananam satam. The glory of Bhagavat Purana is it kicks out all Kaitava Dharma, all sub-religious principles which permeate all the great religious scriptures of the world. And it deals exclusively with prema bhakti, pure devotion to Lord Hari. And of course, Bhagavatam is full of the most beautiful narrations of the Lord's most exalted devotees. Such great souls as the Pandavas, Srila Narada Muni. We read about the Prachetas and their great tapasya. We read about the great devotion of Lord Shankar. We read about Dhruva Maharaj, Maharaj Priyavrat, Maharaj Rishabdev. We read about Prithu Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. There are the narrations of the most celebrated, exalted devotees. And we read in these divine pages of how they attain perfection and how they serve the Lord with a heart full of sacrifice and surrender. How they freed themselves from all material motivations and with utter humility accepted all inconveniences as the grace of God and never let go of his lotus feet under all circumstances. And then the Bhagavatam culminates in the 10th canto, where the divine abode of Goloka Vrindavan, which had descended into this world, is described, and the intimate lila of Sri Krishna and the Brijbasis, the intimate lila of Sri Krishna and the residents of Dwaraka, is described. So from the Bhagavatam, which is like a picture into the spiritual world, we can understand step by step, from the lowest state to the highest state. Therefore, Bhagavatam must be studied under the direction of a self-realized soul very systematically. Many people are very anxious to jump into the most intimate subject matter of Bhagavatam. They are not concerned with making a very deep study of this great literature. It is described that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at one time he was giving Srimad Bhagavat discourse in Vrindavan area. And many, many people were very anxious to come to hear the story of Lord Sri Krishna's Raslila with the gopis and other confidential subject matters such as this. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he spoke every day, twice a day for 1 month. And that whole month he spoke exclusively on the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is described that those who were not serious, truly serious, about hearing from a pure devotee and attaining self-realization, they could not tolerate his discourses. They thought, what kind of a nonsense? We want to hear Raslila. We want to hear of Krishna's beautiful divine pastimes in Raja Dham. What is all this philosophy? You're not this body. Give up sense gratification. Krishna is the absolute truth. How he is the absolute truth. How he is great. We are advanced souls. We want to hear the nectar. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati personally and specifically stuck to the first verse in the basic philosophy. In great detail he described the basic philosophy. Just so these persons who take Krishna cheaply would leave. And so that those people who were really serious about humbling themselves to understand the real science of devotion, they would remain and understand the true essence of how to live a spiritual life. The tendency is to take Krishna very cheaply. That is why, in fact, the more basic preliminary scriptures for the Yavanas and Malechas do not really describe any of the confidential lila of the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ said, I have much more to teach you, but you cannot bear it now. Certainly, Lord Jesus Christ understood the divine lila of Sri Krishna. He was a pure devotee. But if he described this divine lila to these people who were still addicted to sinful activities of all varieties, the tendency is they would take it cheaply and they would take God cheaply and they would take the whole process of self-realization cheaply. Therefore, first we must understand the greatness of God, how God is completely transcendental to any of our limited conceptions of what is reality. First, we must establish that there is a God and that He is the absolute truth. And the greatness and glory of how He is creating, maintaining, and destroying everything that exists. First, we must develop a fear of God and a fathomless respect for God. And in this condition, we humble ourselves before the Lord, understanding our insignificant position and His almighty glory, and we become His servant. And when we capture this and understand such great souls as Dhruva Maharaj and the type of tapasya that they performed, understand what the great souls have gone through to attain God's mercy. What did Dhruva go through to attain God's mercy? Such tapasya and austerity and fearless determination. What Prahlad Maharaj was willing to endure to attain the mercy of the Lord. How he never gave up his faith and was willing to accept all persecution, all torture, imminent death, due to his great devotion and loyalty to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How Ambarish was so humble and so gentle and so forgiving, even to someone who was envious of him, trying to kill him. You see, we can understand the basic qualities of a devotee's life through the teachings of Bhagavatam. And when we have a careful study of Bhagavatam in this way, how this material nature is working, why the spirit soul comes to this material nature, how the spirit soul can free himself by following in the footsteps of these great souls, Mahajano Yena Gata Supanta, then alas, when we come to the 10th canto and we read about the intimate lila of Krishna with the Brijvasis, then it is no longer just a form of entertainment, which is very sweet and very pleasing to hear. But we can truly appreciate with devotion the glories of the pure devotees of Vrindavan and how the Lord is intimately reciprocating with them. And in this mood, we can literally enter into the lila of the Lord simply through the process of hearing. Therefore, knowing that this is a very, very careful study that must be undertaken, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to stress to all persons for all time to come how to properly understand Bhagavad philosophy. Therefore, for 30 days, he lectured twice a day for hours and hours each lecture. And he never went past the first sloka. And in the audience, oftentimes people ask, when are you going to go to the next sloka? He said, we can discuss the first word of the first sloka for the rest of eternity and still not complete the explanation. This is the glory of Bhagavatam. Indeed, it is said that every syllable of Bhagavatam, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explained, is so pure that by understanding any syllable from any of the cantos of any of the chapters of Bhagavad, you will attain self-realization, love of God. Because the Bhagavatam is none different than the body of Krishna. Just like the proper devotee, when he approaches Krishna, he never approaches the head of Krishna. He always approaches first the feet. This is proper respect. It is described that when one comes before the deity, one should always, if one is a respectful Vaishnava, first meditate upon the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And then gradually go to his calves and his knees and his thighs and his waist and his chest, his arms, his flute. And then, with gradual, respectful obeisance, we finally behold the beautiful moon-like face of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Great personalities who are the representatives of Krishna, Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. We don't say, I worship the lotus face of my spiritual master. We say, I worship the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Out of respect, as the servant of Guru, we approach him by worshipping his feet, by meditating upon his feet. So similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is none different than Krishna. It is the literary incarnation of Krishna. Bhagavatam is none different than the body of Krishna. Therefore, a respectful devotee must approach the Bhagavatam as he would approach God himself. The first canto and the second canto are considered to be the feet of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, according to the great acharyas, one should not dare to go beyond the first two cantos until one is free from sex life. Huh? One should meditate on those lotus feet of the Lord and gradually, as one understands the subject matter and is purified and has realized the subject matter, then one goes to the next stage. Otherwise, you simply will not understand. It is just like if you go to school and you go to the first standard, but you do not understand, assimilate, and realize the subject matter of the first standard, then you will go to the second standard. You will be there, you will be superficially going to the lectures, reading the books, but you will not understand what it all means, because the preliminary information, which is essential, has not been understood. Therefore, you have to pass your exams, which proves that you have realized the previous subject matter. Then you can go on to the next grade. So one may ask, I remember Srila Prabhupada, he had translated 9 cantos of Bhagavatam. And devotees were taking any one of the 9 cantos and they were going to the airports distributing them. So we asked Srila Prabhupada this question, that if one must systematically understand Bhagavatam by approaching the feet first, and one should not, out of disrespect, try to jump above his position, then why, in the airports, to meat-eating karmis who are addicted to all sinful activities, are we selling them the 7th canto, the 8th canto, the 9th canto? We're selling them at any canto. Whichever one they like the picture best in the front, we sell them. Prabhupada explained that in the Bhagavatam, it is factually offensive to jump beyond one's realization to the higher cantos. But my purports describe everything according to the elementary fundamental philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, all the 9 cantos, all the 10 cantos, all the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam, as I am going to translate them, they all contain the lotus feet of Krishna. Even in the description of the face of the Lord, the 10th canto, when you read the purport, Prabhupada immediately brings you back to his feet. And he explains everything according to the fundamental principles of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, you could read any of my books from any place, and you will find the lotus feet of Krishna. You will find the basic elementary philosophy of Bhagavatam. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, for 1 month, he simply explained the first verse of Bhagavatam. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he is so expert in presenting Krishna consciousness to the world that he has presented practically all the 18,000 slokas of Bhagavatam, and by reading all of them with his purports, really you never leave the first verse. The first verse is there, the reminder of the teachings of the first verse is there throughout Bhagavatam, so that it is impossible to get a misconception of what is being spoken. And at the same time, for those who are elevated in their realization, they can, the essence of the highest realizations and the highest knowledge is also perfectly in full being related in Prabhupada's books. This is the miracle of the divine touch of the great empowered acharyas, that he has taken the spotless Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, and wherever you read it, you get the highest, most fullest realizations, if you are in that level to understand, and if you are not, you get the basic elementary explanation at each verse. So those who are neophyte devotees can take Krishna book, which is 10th canto, and learn the whole science of devotional service from that. And those who are paramhamsas on the highest stages, they will relish the ultimate satisfaction of the highest lila of the Lord. So, we must accept and admit our own neophyte position, not try to jump over the head of the great spiritual master and approach the Bhagavatam recitation on a level that is beyond our realization, or even approach the scripture itself without the divine protective guidance of the spiritual master. And it is guaranteed. Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of all the great acharyas, has guaranteed that anyone who makes a careful, systematic study of Srimad Bhagavatam under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, by the time he completes this great work, he will have attained self-realization and pure love of God. That is the glory of this great literature. Therefore, oftentimes, Srimad Bhagavatam is worshipped. Worshipped with puja, just as God is worshipped with puja. When we begin the class, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, know that we are offering our prostrated obeisances to this great literature written by Vyasadeva. This great literature which is absolutely non-different than Vasudeva. He is fully manifesting himself through the divine vibration of Bhagavad philosophy. Therefore, in these classes of Srimad Bhagavatam every morning, and in our readings of Srimad Bhagavatam, we should very seriously take advantage of the most important incarnation in this age. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described that Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesha Maragoy Garahe Tari Desh. All that is required in this age of Kali Yuga is to chant the holy names and to study Srimad Bhagavatam under the instruction of a bona fide guru. That is all that is required in this age. And he orders everyone to become a guru. And how to become a guru? By always chanting the holy names and simply repeating the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone in any position of life, according to Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, can qualify himself to be a guru if he simply learns the science of Bhagavad philosophy and chants the holy names. So let us take advantage of daily bathing our mind and intellect in the pure vibration emanating from this most exalted of all literatures. And with great humility and devotion, let us praise the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam to every town, to every village throughout the world. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, his desire, will be fulfilled. Srila Prabhupada spent the most intimate moments of his life translating this great literature. And he wanted this literature, his life's desire was that this literature be distributed profusely for the benefit of all living beings. Krishne Swadhamo Bhagate Dharma Gyanadi Bhishaha. He wanted this literature to be distributed in such a way that it would give light to all corners of this world in this dark age of Kali Yuga. Of course, book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam are none different. So as well as distributing this great literature, by performing acts of devotion based on the principle of this great scripture, the same effect is achieved. So therefore, it is the responsibility of every devotee to imbibe within his heart the words of the Bhagavatam, and by acting in surrender and devotion, whatever service we render, we can assist the Lord in giving light to this age of Kali. And thus, the ultimate benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can carry wherever we go and distribute it. The final verse of Bhagavatam, Nama Sankirtanam, describes that in this age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, all sins are destroyed. And the ultimate benediction of pure love is achieved. Vyasadeva ends Bhagavatam with this sloka. Therefore, on behalf of the great acharyas, we should distribute the essence of Bhagavad philosophy by lecturing, by distributing books, by distributing prasad, and most of all, by inducing people to hear and chant the holy names of the Lord. And through this process, we can please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar, to the highest degree, and that is the perfection of our life. In giving, we receive. To the degree we give the essence of the Bhagavatam on behalf of our Guru Maharaj to others, to that degree we will understand and realize the essence of the Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions? You know, in the temples, many, many temples around the world where they really stress book distribution, they have a little altar on the altar for the Bhagavatam. And along with the deities, they do puja to Bhagavatam. So that devotees can imbibe within their hearts the sanctity and the sacredness of this book. And then when they go out and distribute it, they feel like they are holding God Himself in their hands and delivering Him to the condition. So you see, just as we approach the deity with great respect and reverence, when we come to the class of Srimad Bhagavatam, we should understand that if the speaker is a bona fide speaker who is explaining Bhagavat according to the previous acharyas, then the class itself is none different than Krishna. The class itself, that vibration, is the Srimad Bhagavatam manifesting. So with great respect and reverence, we should stay awake and hear the class, and we should be thirsty to receive the mercy of Bhagavatam at every moment during the Bhagavat class. And when we pick up the book, Srimad Bhagavatam, and hear the class, and we should be thirsty to receive the mercy of Bhagavatam at every moment during the Bhagavat class. And when we pick up the book, Srimad Bhagavatam, to read it, we must understand that it is Krishna himself directly speaking to me through the lips of Srila Prabhupada and the great Acharyas. Krishna reveals himself as you approach him. If you take him for granted, if you take him cheaply, he will reveal himself in the same way to you. But if you approach the Bhagavat class and the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat with sincere respect, with a humble and devoted heart, then you will receive the highest knowledge of devotion by the mercy of the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatya Shivairagyam Jnanam Chayadahoitakam. Bhagavatam is teaching bhakti. After achieving, one attains all the benefits of jnana and vairagya. They are included. This is the great gift of those who embody the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are delivering pure bhakti to the world. And the price is faith and sincere oral reception. Is there any other questions? Srila Prabhupada explained to us that these books are so sacred that if someone even touches the book, they become so purified that they will take a human life in their next birth. He described that if somebody takes this book and just puts it on his bookshelf and never even reads it, just the presence of that book within his heart, within his home, will radiate such pure spiritual energy that his whole, on a subtle level, his whole household will become purified. Just from the invisible spiritual emanations that are coming from that book. And it is guaranteed that that person will become a devotee. Sometime. Yes. As far as possible, we should educate them. I remember in New York City in 1972, I was present when Srila Prabhupada was giving a class, and at that time the whole temple was organized in such a way that the emphasis was book distribution, book distribution, book distribution. So there were hundreds and hundreds of devotees crowded in the temple. So crowded was the temple. And practically all of them were dedicated to book distribution. And Prabhupada was chastising the devotees. He said, you go out all day and you distribute these books, but my question is, do you read them and do you understand them? if you do not read them yourself and if you do not understand them yourself very carefully, how will you convince anybody else to take these books seriously? If somebody asks you a very careful question about the subject matter in the book, and you say, well, I do not know because I don't have time to read them, I only sell them. That person will think, well, you're trying to convince me to read it, but you do not read it. You will not convince anyone. Therefore, one must personally study and understand under the direction of Guru the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, and with that conviction we can convince others. We can teach them how to properly study Bhagavatam and attain pure devotional service. Of course, when distributing books in the streets, we may not have time to give them a full explanation of the science of devotional service. But you may only have the time to convince them that this is a very, very important spiritual book which will make your life better. That may be all you have time to explain to someone. But your conviction and the purity of your purpose will very much affect that person's heart. And that, even more than what you say, will influence his life. Yes? Prabhupada described that these books are like time bombs. Even if they go into the hands of someone who has no interest in them, in due course of time, it will explode. Huh? I can tell you stories which will make your head spin. Personal experience of the power of these books. There are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of devotees who have surrendered their lives to Krishna by third hand getting a book that was thrown in the garbage. As soon as the book is put into the circulation of this world, whoever takes it, you do not know where it will end up and what the result will be. So therefore, there is only positive gain when these books go out into the world to circulate within this material creation. He just found a book in an airplane. Someone was at an airport, he got the book, thought, this is useless, Hare Krishna book, put it in the airplane, just left it on the floor. The next devotee got on the plane, or next person, didn't know anything about spiritual life, pick up the book, it changed his life. He got off the airplane, and he was just thinking, when he got off the airplane, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then in the airport that he got off at, there were devotees there selling books. So some people, you know, they don't look like devotees when they sell books. They wear suits, ties. So this guy got off the plane. He was going, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So the devotee thought, this is a good person to sell a book to. So, sir, stopped him. He said, you're the ones that sell these books. He had the book in his hand. He says, I was just reading this book. This changed my life. I want to become a devotee. Do you know where I can find these people? He thought this person was just a bookseller. He said, I am a devotee. He said, I've never met a devotee. Now I want to be a devotee. So they took him to the temple and he became a devotee that day. Huh? So God knows when you distribute a book whose hands it's going to end up in and how it's going to influence his life. Krishna's in everyone's heart. These books, Prabhupada said, are like time bombs. In due course of time, each book will go off. Huh? But of course, we should, by all means, try to distribute books with as high a quality of understanding when we give it to another as possible. That is the best. Yes. There is certainly, they remind people of Krishna. But this book, you have to understand, it's not just the Bhagavatam, but it's the mercy of the pure devotee and all the previous acharyas that is fully manifesting itself in this book. There is immense value. You have to understand that this book, Prabhupada's life and soul, and the life and soul of all the previous acharyas who Prabhupada was being inspired by, is fully manifested in this book. Huh? It's not just a karmi that makes a little statue. Certainly that statue can remind people of Krishna. That's very nice. But this book is the deity of Krishna, which is being revealed through the most intimate mercy of the acharyas. Thank you very much.